American voters want a Democrat in the White House in 2008. That is according to a Wall Street Journal NBC poll out this week. The poll also found President Bush's approval rating at an all-time low, 29%. The poll, though, wasn't all good news for Democrats. Here with the details is NPR senior correspondent Juan Williams for our regular Friday political chat. Hi, Juan.
Good Friday, Madeline.
Good Friday to you. That poll shows the president's approval rating basically in the basement, but it also shows that people aren't too fond of Congress, right? Controlled by the Democrats. So what does that mean for the presidential race?
Well, congressional approval is at 23%, lower than Bush's, as you point out. But it's 52 to 31% that Americans want Democrats to win the presidency. So while they may have some concerns about the way the Democrats are running the Congress, and I must say, I think a lot of this is residual. You know, it's only been 5 or 6 months that Democrats have had control. I think there's a general condemnation of Congress anyway as being gridlocked, intractable, unable to deal with major issues in the society. But Democrats are in control, and so when asked about it, I think voters are saying that they are discontented with the way things are going. Nonetheless, given that the issue number one is the war in Iraq, they come back to that as a Republican-owned and operated enterprise, and they are extremely condemning of it and condemning of the president as a result, and that's why they want to see a Democrat in the White House next time out.
So they want to see a Democrat in the White House. Did they say which Democrat they want to see in the White House?
Well, they increasingly are saying it's Hillary Clinton, whose numbers are looking better and better. You know, at the moment, if you look at Hillary Clinton, her numbers are actually up about 39% in that Wall Street Journal poll, up from 36% in April. Barack Obama is down. He had been at 31%, now down to about 25%. So at the moment, the way that it's panning out, if you look inside the numbers, is that voters are saying that it's Hillary Clinton who has the knowledge and experience to be president. About 70% of Democratic voters believe that, as opposed to when they look at Barack Obama, only 30% say he really has the experience necessary to lead the country.
And in any kind of possible matchup against Republicans, how does Hillary Clinton fare?
Well, this was a real breakthrough for her, is that now she's beating Rudy Giuliani, the leading Republican candidate at the moment. For a while, their polls were indicating that despite the fact that the field is tilted towards Democrats, that Hillary Clinton could not defeat leading Republicans. But in this latest Wall Street Journal poll, she has shown a breakthrough, and now it looks as if, at least for this moment, she's capable of beating the leading Republicans.
Well, let's talk about the Republicans, and it's amazing that in this poll, yeah, you have Rudy Giuliani as the front runner, but number two, Fred Thompson, he's not even announced.
I know. What a benefit. You know, in the L.A. Times poll that was out this week, he has, it's 27% for Giuliani, but then 21% right behind him for Fred Thompson. And in the Wall Street Journal poll, Giuliani had 29% and Thompson there with 20. So Mitt Romney, John McCain, people who are in the race are coming in behind Fred Thompson. McCain's at about 14% and so is Romney. So in the Wall Street Journal, it was 12% for McCain, about 10% for Romney. So what you're seeing is Fred Thompson doesn't have to go through the debates and the possibility of any slip-ups or gaffes. And the level of media scrutiny might be a little less for him at the moment. Once he gets in, you can imagine it's going to intensify lots of questions about the quality of the time he spent in the U.S. Senate, where he was not widely regarded as being an outstanding senator, and lots of questions about his personal life and all that. He has had cancer, as you know. So a lot of that has yet to come into focus.
Okay, I have a question about John Edwards over on the Democratic side. Here's a guy who's not only from the South, but he has the name recognition from the last race. Why is he not doing better?
Well, I think it's the name recognition is really an important issue because the dynamic of the early race has been between Mrs. Clinton, who is very well known, and Barack Obama, who has been a sensation, the rock star. And Edwards has made poverty his issue, hasn't really worked for him quite yet. But I must tell you, Madeline, he's doing well in Iowa and New Hampshire, where he has invested most of his time.
All right. NPR senior correspondent and regular day-to-day contributor Juan Williams. Thank you, Juan.
You're welcome, Madeline.